Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, aloha, it's Dave Behar, happy, styling fresh, positive, collaborative day in the neighborhood to you, wherever you may be. And it's really good to be with you today, no matter what device you're listening on, a screen you're watching, office, home, out and about. What do you have your eye on? We've got a lot to cover in today's Dave Behar show. It's very cool, the last few weeks and the few weeks forward. We're on location at a number of events. Great lifestyle events, including what is the Surf Festival in Redondo Hermosa, Manhattan Beach. Have some kind of personal stories about that, as well as, and we're going to have a guest or two call in in the next 20, 30 minutes type of thing, and they'll share their stories. And also a couple of events coming up, which is the UAL, the Ultimate Arm Wrestling League in Anaheim, the U.S. Open, which we're excited to be about, and more on that in a future Dave Behar show. And likewise, taking on pig racing, and we'll talk about that. I think Kelly's calling in about that, and we'll go from there. So today's Dave Behar show is broadcast live worldwide on ION, the network of champions, with growing channels in 25,000 plus cities in North America, and on Healthy Life Network with 65 syndicated distribution channels. And yes, we are brought to you by the National Pizza League, the Student Entrepreneur Academy, and Give Front, because giving back may be too late. It's time to give front. So the Dave Behar Show and other fresh shows are on demand and downloadable, embeddable, and are all original positive news, features, and original programs available and shareable on almost all devices and on those syndicated distribution channels, findable in cars, laptops, over-the-tops, desktops, hand-tops. And, of course, those hand-tops are smartwatches. Now, I don't wear a smartwatch. I just really would rather not have the distraction, although at the same time, those that are wearing the smartwatch, the Apple Watch, of course, good luck in keeping on track of all the things that you need to do. Sometimes I would say, hey, why don't you just unplug? And that's what I'm about, is I'm trying to more and more unplug and stay healthy and active. That basically means free your arms, hands, legs, heads in active pursuits, not necessarily just digital and viewing and listenable pursuits, even though there's millions of great podcasts, millions of great shows, and just stay healthy. But we do reach a growing audience in 130 countries, and I also like to just remember my fellow Aztec alum and fans and family, friends, athletes, entrepreneurs, and non-influencers. And whether it be your personal brand or brand out in the marketplace, wherever you are headed, you may not need an audience of a billion or even a million to be successful. Perhaps no need for social media or AI, which we will talk about AI a little bit in this program in some new developments. And but you just need an audience and market that embraces the product or service that you are delivering and what it is that you are disrupting, selling, or exiting to. It's just that simple. And, of course, a loving family mate or set of friends, coworkers who are on board with you and who share or support your vision. If not, as I say, it's a lonelier journey, and we do have choices. Either way, I dig you, and let's share some virtual love today. And as always, you can spam me at dave@ions.com. I want to hear your thoughts. And that's, dave@ions.com. Two four-letter words, and give me your thoughts, and certainly take a listen at the Dave Behar Show archives on ION or thehealthylife.net and at any of the platforms earlier mentioned. You can also check out segments, interviews, and shows on the Next Generation ION Network, the Network of Champions. OTT's coming, so some great shows coming up, and just kind of stay tuned and or search your local ION channel. Heck, even connect with ION to upload and distribute your own video or show. Rely on ION. So pick up a chair, sit on the floor, admission's free, pay at the door, and make sure you are spending less time in a chair and being on your feet, preferably exercising. And you can also, of course, listen to the Dave Behar Show while you're working out or on your way to a great workout on the beach. Here we go. Lots of things to cover in this show. Surf Festival, UAL, but first there is Vision. And I may share that vision, which is, of course, one of my favorite ION words, with you in various circles typically related to business. But a real visionary is a fellow by the name of Dr. Manger. And his amazing front office and operating team at the Saddleback Eye Center, who did my LASIK, you see, I always had great vision and throughout all my sports and my career. But once my reading became a challenge, whether on my laptop or printed agendas when I used to chair highly attended community meetings, I want to call it, say depression set in, because I started to use the magnifier, you know, the camera on the iPhone, to read what I was trying to read and then speak about. And that was pretty lame in front of people. And they didn't even realize it was time to join the bifocal squad, with all due respect. And then decided to get glasses for just reading. You know what I'm talking about. And that was a pain in the you know what. And so it took me about 5 years to say adios to the readers, you know, aka reading glasses, and hello to an easy, quick process to do the LASIK about 60 days ago. And this is actually not a promo. It's not a paid advertisement. This is just a life experience. But the experience alone was worth the dinero. And I know that, well, there are other professionals who do the procedure, obviously local and nationwide. But, well, what a well-run collaboration team with Dr. Manger and Saddleback to get me from what really was 2060. You know, and I'm not showing up typically and doing eye exams every day or every year. But he got me back to 2020, and so I'm feeling like a new man in that department. And despite the follow-on, like, 6 or 9 month investments in eye drop companies, which I never even used eye drops, I mean, on rare occasion, even when, you know, I was even now drinking or something like that, but quick eye drop sessions, the vision is there, and you're also much more beautiful to see, including a CEO's and, you know, chief executive athletes need to reduce fumbling around with eyewear, to read instructions and, for that matter, you know, provide directions. So I want to cover a couple things before we kind of talk about events and such. And you may have learned that Google just recently has released this streamer, their streamer, which is getting official price and release date. And we're going to touch on AI. And as you know, I mean, AI is on everyone's mind, one way or another. It's been in people's minds. It's used daily, you know, whether you know it or not. But Google is getting set to launch a new premium 4K streaming gadget that is powered by the Gemini AI search and recommendation. And, you know, I want to hear your thoughts about it because, you know, again, here we're talking about, we're on this network that has great health, great fitness professionals, and here's this AI that's not so human. It may be fed by the human being, and in the meantime, Google is taking charge after several weeks of leaking product shots and kind of FCC schematic filings by the broader tech press. Also, you know, again, tech industry folks, that they have officially released the key details about its streaming gadget, and that's indeed what we're more or less going to be faced with because everyone uses Google. It's their first product refresh since it debuted with its Chromecast and with Google TV about 4 years ago, and it's a major one. The device not only features like a web-shaped box form factor, but it packs a pretty ambitious range of features that indeed you'll be able to find things apparently more easier, but now you're more relying upon this device by Google and whatever else Google knows about you, that it has a kind of a robust and it runs faster, like the Chromecast with Google TV, but at the same time, it ends up being now much more part of our lives because of how much we use Google. And you know, Google would seem to have a leg up on what would ultimately be like that holy grail tech feature when somebody else maybe hasn't solved it. But they also had acknowledged, as you know, as I've read, that no one in the technology business has got it fully right yet in terms of search and recommendations. Of course, we rely every day on search with Google. I wouldn't say I do, but a lot of people just go in Google. And maybe in the future you'll be doing that same thing with Ion and Ions, and certainly the search business is super important for you to immediately find things. But in this case, it's a streaming application that will blend an algorithmic science. You know, don't you just want to use your remote or something? Or just pop on your laptop? With these Gemini overviews, and they're essentially AI-fueled scourings of the internet that easily that then deliver essential programming in programming info like the plot synopsis and reviews, aggregations, thematic appropriateness for kids and other sectors, etc. And the AI, you know, also has other uses, but remember, this is now AI aligned with what we're doing as human beings, and there's lots of connected TV devices making use of modern low-power LED kind of smart TVs. You may have one, you probably do, that are essentially always on. And you may routinely use Alexa or Siri to go find things. At this point, there it's an always-on curator of family photos, classic paintings, and other renderings besides what is simply something you might want to watch and not necessarily a short or long show. So I know that the one thing is it makes suggestions into the voice remotes, of course, or mashups of artistic classics. And then there's crazy AI-based digital imagery. And at that point, it's like, okay, where are we in terms of factoring into the streamer's agenda, the Google streamer, that is, and its integration into Google's smart home universe, via inclusion of Threads, radio hardware, dot, dot, dot. Now, I know that it's controversial. It's of consideration with, you know, controlling our brains. Again, that's even relates to our mental health. And, I say in the meantime for those listeners, just keep it simple, to going to those places that you would normally go to. Doesn't mean you don't want to have discovery. And such, and certainly no censorship, but at the same time, go look for what you're used to watching and people you want to be collaborating and doing things with via their website, messaging, and so forth, versus relying upon yet another gadget. And again, it would be great for some people, but not for everybody. So I do want to do mention that this also has to do with the smart home stuff, dimming lights and responding to smart doorbells. And we all have our choices, of course. So, and of course, if we had a competing product other than our human brains, I'd be maybe selling it to you, but I'm not. So, for those loyal listeners and viewers of the show, they'll remember when we used to kind of do our natural products. I'm switching gears here because kind of getting out of that tech speak and into simply natural product health and wellness. And with all due respect to those that are on the network today, because there's nothing like, you know, hearing and listening to somebody's experiences, and along with their notable guests, as well as ours. But ladies and gentlemen, we do love our retail and brand partners, because we all shop, and we shop for food, we shop for our libations, and in fact, we don't just love with a puffy heart. Our retail and brand partners, we dig them. And those brands in the natural product space, those innovators, you know, I always thought that sports was like the most innovative platform for products and such, but innovation in tech, innovation in natural products with all these different ingredients. I just have such high regard for those companies who are delivering those ingredients. Of course, I like saying ingredients, consumer healthy options, and how cool is that? And we do visit those reports, and we visit those products that are, you know, we think are beneficial. So our friends at Natural Grocers and Vitamin Cottage, they're right now celebrating their 69th anniversary with all sorts of savings freebies. And of course, the company is very large. Of course, you may or may not shop there, but in this case, over 125,000 in prizes, and it's for this short period. Again, it's celebrating in what is a natural product, the business of it, not necessarily being an advocate of where you shop. But we're stoked to report that the company is commemorating really almost 70 years with a kind of a fun fair theme. And they're offering their customers sales of over 500 products and free snow cones and other treats, and plus an amazing anniversary sweepstakes with, of all things, a Tesla Model Y or 47K in cash, which, take your pick, it's up for grabs. But it is the largest family-operated organic and natural grocery retail in the U.S., offering its biggest sale of the year. And, you know, essentially there is, of course, the freebies and the chance to win and such. But it's really interesting because they celebrate each birthday, each August, with the birth month of the co-founder, Margaret Isley. And as a footnote, Ian's birthday is kind of celebrated every year with friends and family in our portfolio of local and global companies. The celebration has a great three-letter word at the end. But Natural Grocer customers will experience kind of a whole new attribute of things when they come into the store. And they've been serving communities with a wide range of the natural and organic grocery options and supplements since 1955. And, of course, some of us will look back to those years, and that wasn't even when the natural products industry was considering people like granolas and stuff of of folks that were themselves innovative in what they chose to eat. And now it's become far more mainstream. And almost 70 years later, they're kind of adhering to their five founding principles, which I think are cool. And if you know, you're running a business, you're starting a business, founding principles, standards are so important, a part of your DNA. And in their case, you are talking about theirs are like quality and always affordable pricing and nutrition education, which I think is critical for those that are still looking at different health solutions and products, and community and crew. And we love our crew. And Raquel Isley, she's the VP of Marketing at Natural Grocers, said the other day that, hey, we celebrate the 69th anniversary. Of course, I think 69 is a great number. I'm saying that, not her. We'd like to remember the person who first instilled us the tenacity to remain true to our founding principles, which is her mom. And, of course, Margaret is a grandmother and great-grandmother, and her wisdom and integrity, of course, eye integrity, and compassion were wrapped in her bright red-lipped lipstick smile and warm hug and hearty laugh. Of course, every founder should have somebody of that type of, you know, that type of individual. So whether you're already registered or not, you may know that Ian hosts and is about to host the next World Series of Women, and certainly with truly, you know, outstanding achieving women, and we'll recognize Margaret and Raquel and their team. And so with them, I know sort of the additional backgrounder. I think Kelly's on the line waiting for us here. But through our reach, and the reach has expanded, and of course they're striving to maintain the same principles that Raquel's grandparents started when they started Natural Grocers as an innovator. And as their, you know, as your neighborhood grocer, as the neighbor grocer in those neighborhoods it serves, they just keep impacting and really stoked that they've had the longevity they've had and have had the growth. So we're going to take a little break for a moment. It's the Dave Behar Show. We will be right back.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the ION Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a Box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Bartender in a Box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
See what's next using collective intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or ION stores. Thoughtify's collective intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in a league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. It's the Dave Behar Show. I want to just touch on again what's going on with Natural Grocers, because it is a historic occasion. They were not only one of the first in the space back in the 50s. Gosh, that was like a whole other century ago, wasn't it? But they've been at it. And, you know, I would say, hey, show up, free popcorn, snow cones. Here's the fun integration part. It's they've got this sweepstakes, and we like getting behind this kind of stuff, and we do. And have that as a community member, you'll have a chance to win over $126,000 in prizes during the three-day event. And of course, I mentioned about the Tesla. I don't think I mentioned about the coconut water and Stees. You know, those are, you know, C20s. It's a great brand. Uni, the Karoo, the pizza oven. Get a chance to win that. There's also a treadmill, beach cruisers, iPads. And other things for even camping, courtesy of Ancient Nutrition. I know the cruisers at courtesy of Wish Garden, you know, even a shout out to them. Mary Ruth, it's a great product, with the treadmill. But, and then there's gift cards and things like that. And just, get over to the store, you know, to win. And it's just that anniversary sweepstakes, 69 years. We got Kelly who's calling in. Usually, you know, Kelly's in studio. I don't want to say usually, but the last, you know, few, Dave Behar shows. And, you know, he's been on a roll, on a run, because he has been, doing, all these different Ion events. And, I wanted to make sure we had him on the line and with Momentum, reflect on some of those great things that have been going on, this past week, here in the South Bay, which, includes many towns, but specifically Redondo, Hermosa, Manhattan Beach, was a surf festival. All those different events, that are annual. And of course, I think he might have even had a chance to see me play in the six man, which, you know, I love playing in. Of course, I prefer the four man game and spent many years playing two man beach volleyball. But, Kelly, let's say, I don't want to call you out on this, but first time experience at not just the surf festival, but the six man, you know, beach volleyball, the Charlie Sakely six man in Manhattan Beach. What'd you think about the energy and such?
Yeah, thanks for having me again. The six man was awesome. I mean, the first couple days being just a normal six man with just a wide spread of people, right? We're talking about kids in college. We're talking about, you know, some of the, more mature people like you and, a couple of the local mayors.
Wait, what's mature? Yeah. Mature. You calling me mature?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that, what's the definition of mature?
Mature just means, you know, aged, gracefully, just like, you know, like a good wine.
Okay. You drinking wine these days? It's healthy, of course, but.
Occasionally, you know, I'm more of a whiskey Manhattan guy, but,
okay.
You know, I'm actually, speaking of being healthy, not to go on about it too long, but I'm on a little bit of a extra health kick. You know, I'm normally pretty healthy, but I'm going on, you know, basically no drinking until Halloween at all.
Perfect. That's so, because of what was down on the sand, and you had to, you know, take a long look at yourself, right?
No, it was just for the gym action. You know, I wanted to be the strongest I've ever been in the gym. I've been eating a lot of food, so I want to optimally, you know, put on a little bit of muscle while also feeling great. So, yeah, the six man, it was really awesome seeing, you know, such a wide range of people just at the beach on the weekend, just having a great time. I mean, it was highly competitive, but it was, also just like, you know, some people were there to win and other people were just there to enjoy the ride. And it was awesome. I mean, you know, we went around, did a couple interviews, and, you know, interacted with some of the people, saw some awesome people, you know, like Vince Vaughn, Richard Jefferson, some legends, really. And it was cool to just see them amongst the people, just catching the vibe. So the six-man was awesome. I definitely would go back. And I don't know if I'd ever participate. You know, I don't think I got the chops for volleyball, but cool to watch. You know, so it was really awesome. And the juniors was really cool, too. I mean, just seeing kids, like, they're super young that are so good already at volleyball, just, like, there with their families, and it's an awesome environment. And I got to say, I love Manhattan Beach. I mean, got to be one of the best places in the United States, especially, I mean, Southern California. I mean, it's sick.
Right.
It's awesome.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I know that you had experienced that for the first time. The energy, I mean, if you've not been experiencing it over the years and part of your lifestyle, I mean, it's not,
yeah.
It's not, as you know, it's not this, it's a once a year event, but there's, you know, 364 days of lead up, no matter what type of beach volleyball you play, but it really is a great, party, but total competitive play, which is super cool. And, again, from the 12 to 16 plus year olds on the Sunday, on the junior six man day, and then of course the Charlie Sakely six man, which is the Friday and Saturday, where you have all these great pros, open players, guys have been playing for years. And, I don't know, well, I know you noticed, but, I don't mind shouting out to, the mayors, you know, of Hermosa Beach and Manhattan Beach. That, you know, they both played on our team and, gave a little bit of civic, pride to, you know, our team, the Digster team, which, you know, we sponsored. And of course, I love playing in and participating, but, We also had Brooke Vanaway kind of really killing it for us, as well as Dane Selznick. And Dane Selznick, another Hall of Famer. He, his dad, there's an upcoming tournament, the Gene Selznick, which is his dad, who is one of the great players. I want to say at the very beginning of the sport, but pretty much the beginning in the 60s and into the early 70s. And that tournament's happening over Labor Day in Hermosa Beach. And that's going to be great. And Dane's great. He held that team together. That was cool, although it was not victorious. And meanwhile, it's not meant to be a sports report, but just to kind of give reference to the fact that the whole surf festival with all of its races out in the water, on the sand, running, as well as the beach volleyball component is just it's great for everybody. And it's so many people converging on the South Bay cities, and it's great, and love to be, a continued part of it. So meanwhile, moving on to what is like some other sports, because we also know upcoming is the PRL, the Pig Racing League. Now, by the way, the reason why we're kind of talking about it here, Kelly, is you've become involved and are part of bringing the vibe to these events and our coverage of those events. I do want to reflect really brief before we go into the PRL stuff is, the female host. Well, not just the female host, but the host besides yourself of what their feelings were. And we probably have, maybe a minute to cover it, and then we'll take a break.
Yeah, I mean, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, they loved it. I mean, we had a couple, we had Kelly out there, I guess other Kelly, she's just a natural on camera and just a charismatic person, almost too charismatic, to where she'll just be off camera, like she'll be prepping someone for an interview and she'll just talk to them about life and stuff, which is a great, great personality trait. But yeah, she was, day one, she was blown away. And actually, after we wrapped, the interviews, she was sticking around just to like watch the men's semifinals or finals, whatever it was, toward the end of that day. And yeah, she loved it. I mean, everyone did. And the next day, the juniors, we had Mackenzie out there. She really enjoyed it too. I mean, who can complain, working basically on the beach for, Ion, which is such like a inclusive, interactive, and, just awesome company. So yeah, I mean, and network. So I really think that the girls really enjoyed it, and we enjoyed having them. I mean, they're great hosts and just good people to have and interact with, and yeah, everyone loved them. It was
okay.
Awesome.
Hey Kelly, you can hold that thought, but we're gonna take a quick break. It's Dave Behar Show. We'll be right back.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a Box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Bartender in a Box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
See what's next using Collective Intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's Collective Intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in a league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the ION Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to the Dave Behar Show. We are so glad you are with us, and Kelly Mungeri, it's great to have you. I know, again, you're often, you know, recently in studio, but at the same time, I'm glad you're enjoying remote officing too. You know, I do want to reflect on the experience that is going to be upcoming. Of course, you're familiar with the fact that there are racing pigs in at least five states and at fairs and such. And it's, you know, we also talk about what we eat from a natural product standpoint on the network. But interestingly, you know, pork and bacon, and it remains to be seen how healthy it is, but we are talking about the Pig Racing League, the PRL, which is the birth of the PRL that we're behind with ION, and that's actually debuting at the OC Fair this weekend. And so I know that you're involved in it. I know that you're excited about it. I want to hear it from your own mouth, but I can tell you that it's been interesting, and you're talking in a way like an old product guy, old licensing guy, that here are these team names that these pigs will be wearing and representing both locally and nationally as they compete against each other. And I'll start throwing out the names in a bit, but I want to hear your thoughts on PRL.
Yeah, I mean, I think the PRL is an exciting opportunity. We're talking about something that the entire family can enjoy, and also people who are even like teenagers who just enjoy seeing something kind of fun and exciting. I mean, it really covers all age ranges, and it's something very unique. Not every day are you going to see pigs racing. I mean, pigs are also such a cool, let's say, quote-unquote, cute, I mean, like I said, like family-friendly animal, not vicious. They also can, I mean, I'll say on record from at least my standpoint, I don't see anything wrong with eating pork for my religion. I mean, I get if it's a religious thing, right, or something, or a cultural thing, but I'm saying in general, I mean, I have bacon at least a couple times a week. I mean, I think, you know, as long as your diet is balanced, I think it's not a bad thing at all. And, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, we're talking the OC Fair, we're talking thousands of people, and we're talking pigs. I mean, what is there to not be fired up about?
Right.
I mean, it's a unique thing. I mean, like I said, not every day do you see something like that. So I'm excited, and I can't wait to see, you know, what we bring to the table and what the pigs bring to the table. I got 200 on Oinkers. So, I mean, if he doesn't win, I mean, we'll see. It's back to the drawing board.
Well, I'm going to correct you, because actually it's not the Oinkers, it's the Oinkies.
Okay.
And, you know, depending, I mean, this is, sports and family and kids and comedy for that matter. But, there is the Oinkies. I was checking out the jerseys earlier, and it was just a crack up. You know, and that these competitors, and they're doing, you know, what you call oval sprints, hurdles and such. And they actually have character. Of course, you probably know that people even have pigs as pets. I don't know that it's allowed everywhere, but here comes the Oinkies and the bellies and the loins, not the lions, but the loins. So you switch around a few letters, the pinkies, the hammers,
Yeah, I got to fire my bookie. I got all the wrong names.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Right. Well, I know we'll have Bart on probably in follow-up. Of course, in between, you got Orange County Fair, which is where PRL debuts. But and so go to the OC Fair. Great time for a lot of things besides the fried Twinkies, but and the rides, and of course PRL. But then it, you know, we head up to southern Idaho, up to Boise, and because you know it's one fair after the other, and just with ultimately over a million viewers on location, besides those that will be viewing on Ion. But then the interesting thing is that, and again, this is reflecting back on the jerseys. Of course, whoever thought that pigs would be wearing jerseys. But we do, why can't they? But here are the, I think, LA's entrant into the PRL, and that's the Luau's. Of course, there's L and A in Luau, but we'll see how that goes and see how some of the other teams compete with LA. And we just kind of got to go from there. But exciting stuff, and I'll be looking forward to seeing everyone out there. I know it debuts on Saturday evening, and some will be live coverage, and the rest of it is certainly going to be delayed, and we'll go from there and see, because there'll be championship activity, et cetera, over the course of time, and certainly heading into 2025. So, but looking forward to seeing you there, of course, and that is kind of a segue into what is more human activity, and that is the Ultimate Arm Wrestling League, which is the U.S. Open is in Anaheim at the Convention Center, a hugely successful event with the Fit Expo, and the Fit Expo, many different disciplines, but what are you thinking when it comes to the world of arm wrestling?
I mean, the world of arm wrestling is very, very interesting. I mean, we're talking a sport that anyone can play anytime, everywhere. It's not like baseball. Shoot, even soccer and basketball that are relatively easy to makeshift a hoop and stuff, you can just grab your buddy. Right now, I could walk to the other room and arm wrestle someone. So I think it's really cool how inclusive it is and how accessible the sport is. But we're talking the UAL, which is, I mean, if anyone who's listening has seen any of the clips of it, I mean, it's exciting. We're talking some guys that are just absolute units, like 200-plus pounds, all muscle, just arm wrestling, going head-to-head. We're talking about girls. I mean, we got petite ones. We got ones that are larger. I mean, going at it, it's awesome. And talk about characters. I mean, I know, Dave, you know about the arm wrestling whisperer, Etienne. I always butcher his name, but that guy is awesome. I mean, the personality that comes through the door at some of these events, like the UAL at the Fit Expo in Anaheim that's coming up in 2 weekends, you guys, you're missing out if you're not showing up. I mean, you can meet your favorite person. You can meet someone you didn't even know was your favorite person yet. And there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. We got the biggest bicep competition. You can step up there, arm wrestle yourself, get interviewed. I mean, there's so much going on, Dave.
Well, there's the Fit Expo routinely is about being fit and those even competing in the different classifications. So when you're talking about, I want to stop short and say beautiful people, but those that are competing with their bodies, showing that their body is indeed the competition, not just what the body does. And obviously, arm wrestling, as raw as it is, it's phenomenal. But all the other disciplines that are going on there, including with the bodybuilders, but there's obviously a whole array of all the nutrition and libation companies. Of course, we like those two words, and we're friends, and you know, some are clients, of course, of ours that we love serving and working with, because they're just bringing the good stuff, as long as it's healthy and not, you know, chemically induced or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, so looking forward to the UAL, and fast forward is the Hall of Fame in LA, and then of course the World Cup in Las Vegas coming up with Mr. Olympia, which, you know, we'll talk more about that, because that's a massive national event that not just the UAL, but over a couple dozen disciplines, you know, we'll be converging on, and I know that Ion's there as well. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break, Kelly, and we'll be right back.
See what's next using Collective Intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's Collective Intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in a league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the Ion Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive, so keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a Box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Bartender in a Box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
All right, it's Dave Behar Show. Welcome back, wherever you may be. We are in the month of August. And certainly Labor Day is coming up, and I hope that you've been able to realize, you know, kind of all your summer goals that you've set for yourself, not just business. You know, August, you know, where people are taking their vacations left and right. Of course, they take them, you know, each summer month. But, you know, August is the time to grind. When people are out doing their lounging and other places and vacationing, doesn't mean that you don't want to be vacationing no matter where. It's really the time to grind and get ahead of those that may not have the perspective of, that you have in growing your business, in accomplishing goals, whether it be even some bucket list items, let alone just increasing and improving the metrics in your business, aside from your health and fitness capability, which, you know what? It does not take much to jump into a race, jump into an event. You may not be in either the best of shape, or maybe you're in great shape, but not in that discipline or that sport. Just give it a whirl. I mean, it's easy. For instance, those of us in the beach cities, it's easy to walk down to the beach and grind it in the beach volleyball court or in the soft sand running, certainly a strand run, something like that. And I say that because recently, you know, competed, actually working on being, it's a tough word for me to say, and that's the word senior. Anything over, I guess, 50 years old is a senior. But my goal is to compete in the Senior Olympics in Des Moines, Iowa in 2025, but you have to go through some qualifiers. And you're probably saying, well, what the heck sport would that be? Dave, you're still on the shorter side, so it's definitely not beach volleyball, even though there's some incredible shorter beach volleyball players. In fact, there's one in the Olympics now, and even Misty May was on the shore side, and she won 3 gold medals. But we're talking about sprinting, talking about track and field, which can't forget about track and field because, hey, that's one of the ultimate forms of individual competition, that you're on your own, whether it's as long distance or short. But I was excited. I actually ran injured, so I was probably only at 70% max speed in competing in the 50 meter, and then I was planning on competing, of course, in the 100 meter, which I will shortly because, again, I want to qualify. But in state, I took a sixth, and, of course, my goal is to win because there's nothing like winning and also being trying to be as healthy as possible in the meantime. So I was able to at least reach the first part of my goal in running in one of my successful events historically. And we'll go with them. So cheer me on virtually or when you see me, a little high five. So, Kelly, I want to hear about the goals. I mean, here you are. You're a pretty fit dude. You're now thinking about getting more fit. And why the heck do you need to build up muscle?
Why the heck do I need to build up muscle? You know, that's a great question. I wake up every morning and stay up at night thinking, why do I need to build muscle? I would say it's just a personal thing. I mean, probably has to do with the fact that, you know, most of the people I looked up to growing up and still do have, like, you know, a good, sturdy, let's say, like, muscular physique. I mean, I just think it's, for me, my favorite form of working out. I mean, I still play basketball every week or weekend, at least once a week, full court games. I was just recently in a league. I'm trying to get out to golf more once a week. So as we have talked about it before, I think it's just finding what you like and doing it a few times a week to stay healthy. And for me, it happens to be, you know, lifting weights and, you know, like I really enjoy the bodybuilding splits. I mean, it's not like I'm at the gym for like 2 hours. You know, I like to do it optimally, supersets, so do one exercise followed by the other, then like a minute rest and continue so I'm not there for too long. But I don't know. I think it's just something for me. It's like a physical goal that you can see. It's like you can see the muscle gains throughout the months or years, and it's just good to see, okay, like I'm on the right path or I need to fix this or that. So I guess that's a long-winded answer saying that I just enjoy that type of working out, and I enjoy seeing the results. It brings me personal enjoyment.
Yeah, so, you know, I know you've touched in the world of, you know, personal training, and you have opinions, and of course, everyone does have their opinion input, including what is diet, right? Yeah. I mean, I know you like a good protein shake, and I do use that as meal replacement a little bit in my beautifully buffed body, but at the same time, but the question really is when you're lifting, there is the question about how much do you need to lift to be in shape versus go like over the top to where you're, you know, it's just a grind. And you want to grind, it's just a matter of at what weight, because, you know, lower weight, you know, you're able to, build still muscle. You may not be building massive muscle, but still, you know, ready for game day.
Yeah, so that's a great question, and that's something that thankfully now with the internet and more people who are getting into it because they see all the fit people on Instagram, guy or girl, right?
Right.
I think that it's really important to emphasize the fact that sometimes more is less and less is more. So when I was growing up, all the information was out there of what to do right. And it was like basically to say it as simply as possible, if you're just now getting into lifting weights and you want to get quote unquote big or swole or whatever, just put on muscle, you want to start with 3 times a week, full body. And that's sticking to the pillars, which is squat, deadlift, bench press. 3 times a week, do that. After I would say a few months, you want to move it to maybe 4 times a week and do upper body, lower body, rest day. Upper body, lower body, 2 rest days. There you go. That's 7 days a week. And then eventually, I think if you're, let's say you've been doing it for more than, I would say, like 3 or 4 years, you want to do 5 days a week. And it's all subjective. There's people who see maximum results doing full body 3 days a week, and they've been lifting for 10 years. Genetics plays a giant factor, and the most important thing out of gaining or losing weight is going to be your diet.
Right.
So if you're not eating in a calorie surplus, so that means if you're not eating more than you burn, You're not going to put on muscle unless you're going through puberty and you're just now starting to work out. But, I mean, even then, it's like you'll put on very minimal. So I think the most important thing to stress is if you're going to be killing yourself in the gym, you're going to have to eat a lot more food. And if you go less or you work out less, you're going to have to eat less food. And I think it's just finding your personal thing. There is no, I mean, there's calculators online, but the best way to find it curated to you is going to be to monitor how much you eat for a week at your maintenance. So this is what I eat to stay, let's say, 175 pounds. And then if you want to build muscle, eat a little more protein and eat an extra 300 calories. You'll gain like 5, 6, 7 pounds after a couple months. Then you'll plateau again. Then you'll eat an extra 200 calories. You know, so I think it's just going slow like that and just realizing that it's a marathon and not a race.
You know, it's interesting, Kelly, because you indeed, you missed a three-letter word. I know we're going to be wrapping it up here in just a minute here, and literally a minute, is you missed a three-letter word, and it wasn't ion, it was abs, ABS, right? And so there is that question. We can hit it another time, truly, because, I mean, there's so much emphasis on your abs, and I know I pay attention to that. So maybe we talk about that later and maybe even get an abs expert, because everyone wants that. I'm not saying you're not an abs expert. You're an Aztec, but you're not an abs expert. But indeed, just to talk, I mean, you can participate because I know you know your SHIT, but at the same time is to, maybe even give some real good input to that particular area, just where people have, I think, a lot of, interest in that space, you know, the proverbial six pack. Okay, listen, we're going to wrap it up. But listen, thanks for joining us. Everyone, thanks for joining us today. It's the Dave Behar Show, and we'll be right back with a closing comment, I think.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in a league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
See what's next using Collective Intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's Collective Intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a Box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Bartender in a Box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
All right, closing comments, public comment. Here we go. Kelly, you had a few more things to say about abs.
All right. Ion word, consumption. If you want abs, you're going to have to consume less than you burn. The way to get abs is to be 15% body fat or lower. That's it.
Okay. Is that your favorite Ion word, is consumption?
Yep,
or just part of the...
It's all about what you eat. It's all about what you eat.
Okay. I think that's great. So we're all going to strive for better abs, and that's via consumption, limiting your libation, and what else? Competition?
Yeah, competition. I mean, I think inspiration, I touched on it before, I think that's huge. Find something or someone that inspires you and just look up to them and drive towards your goals. That's it.
All right. Beautifully. Well said. All right. It's the Dave Behar Show. It's a wrap. And we'll catch you next time. All the best.
Thank you guys.